I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Hello there, Marissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. It's good to be
welcome
good
back.
To be back, yes.
So how was your vacation?
It was so great.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was the
glad
most...
glad that you could get away.
Perfect weather. It was 90 or hotter every day. Sunny.
Wow.
Those Carolina blue skies that we always
wow.
hear about. And the girls had so much fun.
What kind of weather did you have when you got back?
Let's see. When we landed, when we got back, it was nice. And then that was Saturday. So then Sunday, I think it was pretty rainy. And
okay.
then the rest of the week, I thought, you know, when it was like October when we came back, when we got
right.
back into the swing of things.
Summer was short in central New York, right?
Yes. It was funny because I felt... It was such a large swing in temperatures when you go from, I mean, the heat index a couple of the days was over 100.
Wow, that's
and
hot.
Earlier this week, I think it felt like 50 or something. So I'm all bundled
yeah.
up and slippers on and sweatshirt over a long sleeve shirt.
Well, welcome back to the real world of Central York. But today as we record, it is amazing.
Oh,
I'm looking out
so
my window
beautiful.
And... These would be New York blue skies, not Carolina blue.
When I looked outside today, I thought, it's like Carolina blue.
Exactly.
So I brought that back with me.
Well, thank you for
yes.
bringing the good weather, because I do appreciate it. And maybe if we can just keep the rain away, my lawns will dry up enough that I can mow them without getting stuck. So.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
So today we're talking about lifters and leaners
mm-hmm.
and watchers.
Mm-hmm.
So the post that went out this morning, I've heard in the past, you know, are you a lifter or a leaner? And it always reminded me of a phrase that my dad used to say to me. My dad would always tell me there's three kinds of people in the world. There are people who make things happen, people who watch things happen, and people who wonder what happened. And I used to laugh at that. And he would say it, you know, now even, and I think it's great, even my kids... You know, they will say, if I say something, they call my kids call my dad Opa. They'll say, oh, that's like an Opaism, or that's something your dad would say. You know, but it's just, he always has these great little one-liners. And if you think about it in life, there really are those three kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that really get up and they do things, they make things happen. And then there's people that are really happy just watching
mm-hmm.
other people work. And then there are people that are wondering, hey, what's happening? Because they're just not engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And really what got me on the lifters and leaners was recently I heard John Maxwell use that phrase again. Are you a lifter or a leaner? And I found out that, believe it or not, for our listeners, we're not going to read it, but they can actually look it up. There is a poem written by a woman, Ella Wheeler Wilcox, called
mm-hmm.
Two Kinds of People. And... One of the stanzas in there is, you know, wherever you go, you'll find the world's masses are ever divided in these two classes. And strangely enough, you will find two, I mean, there's only one lifter to 20 who lean. And I thought, wow, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That she was saying only 5% of the population are people that are actually lifters.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
It is. So... When you first read that, because you know, you're the first person to see what I put down,
mm-hmm.
were you shocked by that, or did it kind of ring true as from what your experience is like?
I was shocked. I actually had to read it a couple of times to make sure that I was really reading what I was reading, and then double check the math that it was actually
right.
only 5%. And I think... 5% seems very low to me.
It does, yeah.
But I think I also surround myself with people who
yes.
are lifters. So,
right.
And I feel like that's something that I think about a lot. And I think about when I'm interacting with people I work with, people I
right.
come across
right.
in the grocery store, or even my children. So maybe that's why I was so shocked, but...
Yeah, I agree. I think the reality is that if you're a person who is a lifter and not a leaner, or a wanderer, as my dad would have them
mm-hmm.
have us think, you're going to associate yourself with people that are lifters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that high achieving people want to be around high achieving people,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting that if you and I use this in my training a lot. If you look at the word ordinary, and then you look at the word extraordinary, the only difference is that little word extra.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in an age where mediocrity is really rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I know our listeners have heard me say this before. You get a trophy for showing up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be the best. But I'll say that, and that's not something that's new. I remember on my graduation day from high school, my dad kind of wondered, you know, why aren't you excited about graduating from high school? I said, because this piece of paper is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally all it meant was I attended the number of days that they said I needed to attend
mm-hmm.
to get the diploma. The diploma didn't mean anything. Now, my journeyman's papers as a tool and die maker, those are hung in an oak frame in my office. Because it took me 4 years, you know, 8,000 hours, and it took me mm-hmm. hours of night school to do that. That took extra effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, so again, it's nothing new, but the benefits to people who are willing to do a little bit extra are fantastic. You people want to know, how do I get ahead? How do I get a promotion? Well, stop being a leaner and start being a lifter.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a difference. This is also, as we record this, it's the week of June 6th, but I know it'll get posted a week later. But, you know, on June 6th, with the 75th anniversary of this of D-Day,
mm-hmm.
you know, where 24,000 young men stormed the beaches of Normandy. And, you know, clearly they were lifters. The estimate is that about 10,000 of them perished.
Wow.
You know, they could account for about 4,400. You know, so I think too is that we live in an age where we're not expecting as much from people.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, we're not storming beaches, you know, of France. And thankfully, at least at this time, there's no, you know, terrible conflict that our military are engaged in. But I think it does kind of give us a lulls us into a sense of false sense of security that we don't have to step up and do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I sent you a list to kind of, that we can talk through of, to really become a lifter doesn't mean you have to do a lot of crazy things.
Right.
You just have to do a little more, mm-hmm. a little extra
mm-hmm.
to become extraordinary. And one of the ones, and the listeners already know, this is a big one for me, is holding the door for somebody.
Yes.
You know, and this is when we talk about our children, you know, do we teach our children to hold the door for people? Do mm-hmm. do we teach our children to not be the first in line?
Mm-hmm.
I used to get really frustrated in a job that I had some time ago, where we had men and women working in the facility at the same time, and we would bring in lunches for people, and you know, the men that would rush ahead of women to get their meal. You know, now, to me, I was just raised, you always let women and children go first.
Mm-hmm.
It's just polite. Let other people go first. Be the last person in the line, not the first. I'm just thinking about it because we just had a potluck supper at our church. And I used to remember, you know, when I was young, our parents said, the old people go first. So maybe I'm just thinking about that now because pretty close, I'm pretty soon going to be the old person. Maybe not. But like my parents, my mom will stand there. I said, Mom, would you please go through the line?
Mm-hmm.
No, other people. I said, yeah, old people go first. You're one of them. Get in line.
Mm-hmm.
So as you look down through that list, what were some things that jumped out at you of things we can do for others?
Smiling at people was something
yeah.
that I love doing that. Or generally just being like nice, upbeat, positive, kind, you know, however you can express that emotion to people,
right.
Especially, you know, like you're out and you're at the grocery store and you're at the checkout line, like it's typically a young kid, like talk to them, engage with them, you know, bring some delight into their day while they're there.
Right.
So I really like that. And I notice when I have my kids with me, if I'm somewhere, it's a great way to like brighten people's day because they love to smile at the children. Let's see. I think there was one that said, call your grandparents. I think that's
yes.
so important.
Right.
I know you do this. You call your mom every morning, right? Is that
yep.
every morning? Yep.
Every weekday morning. Yep. Yeah.
I call my parents, my grandparents, and my siblings all the time. Especially, that's awesome. Especially now with FaceTime and things, it's just
yes,
such a great way to connect and to show that you care and to lift right. to lift people up. I was laughing at the one that said clean the snow off of someone's car. Especially if you live in central New York, that's a good one. Compliment parents if their children are being good. That's
right.
I like to do that because parents are so hard on themselves in general. And to hear someone else say, you know, hey, you're doing a really good job. Your kids are
right.
are well behaved, or they're well mannered, or they're sweet, or they're kind. It feels really good to hear things like that. Let someone in your lane when you are driving.
Yes.
That's something I think we all need to remember. It's not a race. Yep. It's about getting right. there safely, and no one likes the traffic that they're sitting in. So, you know, sometimes you do that thing where it's like every person who's in the lane lets someone else in, or if you're in a
right,
you know, it's right. So it's summer here. We've got the Lakeview Amphitheater. We have all the concerts coming up. The parking lots get really messy. Just, you know, play it fair in the parking lots.
Right.
That's a good one. Let's see. I'm just scanning through the list again.
I like the one, if you see a parking meter about to expire, put a quarter in it.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. There are very few parking meters that still have
coins. There are. Now you have to scan. Now you got to scan your credit card.
Or like there's apps now, I think.
Yes.
But yes, I thought that was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah.
Yep. Offer someone your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you, I again, I'm dating myself, but you know, my parents always said, if you're, let's say you're on a bus and there's somebody older that walks in, you offer your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a mother with children, you offer mm-hmm. your seat. Now mm-hmm. I know, I guess I must be a sexist because I'm going to offer my seat to any woman that walks into the room, mm-hmm. but that's the way I was raised, just mm-hmm. to kind of defer to people.
Right. I like, there's a few on here that are work related.
Yeah, I put some on there that would be specific to work.
Yeah, I think, you know, turn your work in on time or early, meeting those deadlines, or if you know you're going to be late, like communicating that.
Exactly.
Being on time, just like generally saying good morning or have a good night.
Right.
Or just.
Right.
Engaging positively with people at work is important.
Yeah, there is this thing that we all fall prey to. I mean, I do, you know, where all of a sudden, if there's a little bit of something that can be gossiped about, mm-hmm. you kind of join in. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. But we have to be careful that we don't. You know, don't talk things about, don't say things about people that you wouldn't say in front of them.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean if you're rude, you can say it behind their back. But, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm trying to think of if you want to get ahead at work,
mm-hmm.
the worst thing that a manager has to deal with is all the nonsense and the bickering that goes on in
mm-hmm.
an office or in the factory. So if you become one of those people that pile on and really begin to share that, those type of things, you're not going to be considered for advancement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be the bigger person and say, hey, you know what, I'm not getting into that. One of the things you and I talked about, the note that I put on here was put paper in the copier if you use it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel really bad sometimes at work because, you know, our copier is kind of complex.
Yeah.
And even though I think I'm a mechanically inclined person, you know, I know how to work with my hands. I've never done a lot of things with that copier.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad when I have to say, hey, by the way, I can put paper in, but, you know, there's a paper jam. I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It needs more toner. But if you're the person that ran it out, don't leave it for somebody else.
Right.
Just do it. I had shared with you before we started recording that back when I worked at SelfLock, we paid for the coffee for the folks in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why should the employees have to worry about it? So we used to try things. We had a vending machine that gave horrible coffee that none of us would drink. Not even the hot chocolate was any good. And the chicken soup was nothing but like salt.
Oof. Yeah.
It was bad. So we got rid of that. And then we put in just like a coffee station. And we tried charging people per week if you wanted to be part of the, quote, coffee club. And then we just said, you know what, forget it. It's not that much money. We're going to buy coffee for everybody that works here. But routinely, you'd go up there and there would be an empty pot on a hot plate, you know, with a bunch of crusty coffee drippings left in the bottom. And I used to say, listen, we pay for the coffee. Just make a pot. And the water was right there. It's not like you had to go somewhere to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just pour it over. Anyways, but those are the kind of people that don't get ahead in life.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's like being a team player and just keeping up on those things and having the understanding that everyone's doing that. So maybe this time you're the one to make the coffee, but like next time it's going to be someone else. And so if everyone is, the whole team is enjoying the coffee or enjoying the coffee machine as much as one can enjoy a coffee machine, then just, you know, do your part.
Right. Now, I do have to say, when I worked for Volpe in Auburn, I would go over to our headquarters outside of Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
They had a coffee vending machine that would grind the beans and then brew your cup.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing. The coffee was so good
mm-hmm.
that when I came back after a 5-week visit, I went into our break room and we had one of those old like metal percolator kind of coffee pot type things,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the 60 cup type of thing.
Yeah.
And I took one swallow of my coffee and I dumped it out. I said, forget it.
Yeah.
I can't drink this anymore. And I brought my own coffee maker in from home with better coffee. There are places where you can get really good coffee out of vending machines, but
yeah,
upstate New York might not be one of those
places. Europe doesn't mess around with coffee.
No, because, you know, life's short, so drink good coffee.
Drink good coffee.
Which kind of makes me want a cup of coffee now, but I can't do that. We're recording. So I think my point that I want to make about this, with this point, is that there are lifters and leaners,
mm-hmm.
and, or as my dad would say, and those that wonder what happened, it doesn't take much to stand out
mm-hmm.
and to be one of those people that's really pulling on the yoke to get the organization going in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you walk, you know, you're walking from the parking lot into the building and you see that there's some garbage that blew by. Pick it up, mm-hmm. walk past the garbage can, throw it out.
Yeah.
And if everybody would do those things, wow, mm-hmm. everything would get better.
Yep.
You know, imagine if everybody turned their work in on time
mm-hmm.
or early, or everybody decided to hold the door for someone, or this is the one I love too. You're in a grocery store and these people have these massive carts full of all kinds of things. And all you need to do is get a half a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
I know we should go to Burn Dairy, you know, because Burn Dairy is one of our members. And I could go to one of the Burn Dairy stores. I'd get out quicker. I know that. But I'm at, let's say, Wegmans getting my Burn Dairy milk. Us. Now Wegmans should be a member because I did just give a shout out to Burn Dairy. So Wegmans got some free advertising.
Not sponsored.
Yep, they're not sponsoring anything. But I love it when somebody says, sir, why don't you just go ahead? You've mm-hmm. only got one or two items.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That actually happened to me a couple weeks ago. And I had a huge cart full of things. I had both my girls, and time was of the essence because mm-hmm. we were approaching lunch and nap time. And this woman who saw me, I got in line behind her. Happily, I had no problem getting in line behind her.
Sure.
And I think I had it all together. She looked at me and she said, you know what? Why don't you go in front of me? Because I'm sure you need to get home faster than I do.
Wow.
And it was
awesome.
And it was so sweet. And while I was unpacking my cart, she said, I know what it's like to have two small kids. And
yep.
I'm sure you're on borrowed time. And I said, you know what? I am. I'm so, so thankful because, you know, it was about to get a little crazy with hungry kids,
yeah.
and tired kids.
Oh, isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm.
And it it made me feel good all day long. That, you know, someone saw me, saw that I was, you know, having a little bit of a struggle, and it was kind enough to, something so simple, it didn't cost her anything but maybe 5 minutes of her time to let me go in front of her.
Wow, isn't that great?
And yeah.
And you know, there's a person that wanted to be a lifter instead of a leaner.
Right.
That's just terrific.
Well, and I think too, it's important to recognize that like sometimes we will be leaners. Sometimes we do need. So like that was me saying like, yes, I'm accepting your help because like I need it right now. And I will pay it forward and be a lifter to others. And
exactly.
And I think that's what's important is that when you are lifting people up, you will find that other people will want to lift you up when it's your turn.
Absolutely. And I loved your phrase there that, you know, that paying it forward, you know, just do, you know, people have been, we live in an amazing country. And we have a lot of blessings. And if we can just pay some of those blessings forward and make things better for other people, it's just going to, well, not only is it going to bless their life, but it really does ours too. Because you feel really good when you're able to do nice things for other people. And that's really what it means to be a lifter. So don't think, you know, again, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is just a little extra.
Yeah.
So this is episode 104, isn't it?
Yes.
So does that mean that next week is our second anniversary or is this week our second anniversary?
Next week.
Next week is.
Yes.
That's why I have to have people help me. You know, for years, somebody, when my wife and I got married, they took our wedding invitation and they made a plaque out of it.
Aww.
And it hung in the hallway of our house. So for years, I could always go by and say, okay, what's the date? Good, we got a couple more weeks.
Well, ours is so easy. Cheated. Ours is easy because it's the 4th of July.
Oh, that is easy. Yeah. So the whole country celebrates for your anniversary.
Fireworks and all.
Fireworks and all.
Day off from work.
So, yes. We all get a day off to celebrate Marissa's birthday. Or anniversary.
Yes, our anniversary. Yep.
Your anniversary. That's awesome. So do you want to know what we're going to talk about next week?
I would love to know.
Are we hiring the right people?
Oh, that's a good one.
How's that?
That's great. I'm looking forward to that.
And I'm not going to tell you anymore, but I am going to make sure that I have my article to you on time, so that I post to you, so that we don't have to talk about the fact that Dave was a leaner.
So we can prepare.
Anything special this weekend?
Actually, tomorrow I am going on a little wine tour bachelorette party. Ooh. Fun. Out around Seneca Lake. So
cool.
Yeah, it'll be, and it's going to be beautiful weather. So
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, looking forward to being around the lake. How about you?
Well, as you know, because you spent some time with my daughter and three of my grandkids today.
Yes, I did.
They're still with us. So I think we're going to have the whole family over for a picnic tomorrow evening. My kids that live here and Bethany and her kids, Andrew couldn't come. He had to stay at OSU. So. I guess when you work for a college, you still got to show up for work every day. He wants to be a lifter, not a leaner. But probably, and I think I'm gonna go help my son Jeremy in the morning. He's got to replace a couple windows in his house. So
fun.
It'll be good. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All right. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.